In the lunchtime edition, a suspected suicide at Deakin's. The Ministry of Education implements an extensive vacation school repair program and a year-round maintenance plan. The police service complains of being overwhelmed with responding to the thousands of traffic accidents in Barbados annually, a key reason why, from next month, officers will no longer respond to minor collisions. Meantime, the service promises a crackdown on highway lawlessness, including armed criminals on the roads. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The decomposed body of a man has been removed from a house at Deakin's Road, St. Michael. Reports indicate the body was that of a Jamaican national. It's suspected to have been a case of suicide. The Minister of Education, the Ministry of Education, is undertaking a year-round maintenance and renovation program to tackle the issues that have plagued several schools and triggered a series of complaints from teachers' unions and parents. The Education Minister, Kay McConney, has been providing Starcom Network News with an update.
Every summer, we take the opportunity to do some repairs in schools that are important for us to create the best kind of environment for the children to go back to in September. That continues again this year. However, we have to use by being able to do some work in the evenings. We're able to do work on weekends as law or health problem to those who have to use the environments at the time.
Some school plants will be getting extensive renovations.
And in addition to the year-round maintenance is also the refurbishment, where there is significant refurbishment to some schools, recognizing we cannot do all and recognizing that for the ones we do, we may not be able to do all of it at once, but that in a phased process over the next 5 to 7 years, we will be able to make the significant changes that we need using the new models for 21st century schools that were conceptualized by a number of local architects.
The Education Minister, Kay McConney. The Barbados Police Service complains of being overwhelmed by the demands of responding to the thousands of traffic accidents in Barbados annually, and that's the key reason why, from next month, officers will no longer be responding to minor collisions. Public Affairs and Communications Officer of the Police Service, Inspector Rodney Innes, was explaining why, from September 15th, officers will only be dispatched to major collisions, accidents that involve injury, obstruction, or violation of law. He was speaking to moderator David Ellis on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program.
And I want to say up front, it is not a knee-jerk reaction to the current crime trends and the act of violence that we see exhibited almost every night in some communities. This has been something that's been recommended since 2019. We've been asking for this to happen. And we've gotten to this stage because, one, on average, the Barbados Police Service is called to attend 7,500 road traffic collisions of various forms in any year. Now, of those 7,500, 71%, almost three quarters, are damage only. These are what we call fender benders, no injuries whatsoever. 27% of those are slight injuries. That represents about 98% of the road traffic collisions that we see on our road network annually.
Inspector Innes says these traffic accidents account for 70,000 police service man hours annually, resources that are needed elsewhere.
Well, that's almost 97% of all we do, the minor and the slight injury. Once the insurance companies have agreed to deal with those, it means that the respective insurance companies for the particular vehicles, they will be represented, and they will sort the matter out amongst the insurance companies. We wouldn't be overwhelmed, because that's what we are. We're overwhelmed in producing these police reports. Where you go out there, you spend so many hours investigating the matter.
He also served notice that the freed up police manpower will be launching a crackdown on lawlessness on the streets, including the unlicensed motorbikes and armed criminals driving around.
all those bicycle people, that those little small no lights, you get bicycle persons snatching bags and whatnot. You get more cyclists, you see them, you complain, they complain on brass tacks all over highways and byways. I am saying, and the policy is saying, when we take away the man hours, where we do fender benders and we spend doing that, and we take them and allow police officers to better patrol our streets, our highways and byways, the speeding at night, to where people are driving about with firearms at night. But we will have the opportunity to have better patrols out there by day and by night.
The Police Public Affairs and Communications Officer, Inspector Rodney Innes, in the lunchtime edition. Well, reports of a shooting supposedly in St. George last night, widely circulated on social media overnight, have been confirmed as a hoax. Multiple social media platforms carried information about an alleged shooting that supposedly took place last night at Market Hill, St. George. Our own sources indicated this information was false. And when Starcom Network News visited the area this morning, residents also denied knowledge of any shooting.
I hear boy, boy, all that is fake news. I believe the violence got to start in this country. Young people need to find work that we've got to touch time by the hand.
Violence in Barbados is their stupidness. They ain't had a shooting at him, Mark. This man killing young innocent people and thing, a lot of stupid things is what causing these things, nothing. And part of him, I think, taking innocent life and thing, man, youths and thing need to behave themselves and look for work and live with one another and thing. I think here's a peaceful community, but I know a lot of innocent people come about here and walk about with guns and thing. That way to go a law, because can't got these stupid people about here walking about with guns and taking innocent lives on there. So
I believe that the powers that be should try to put something in place, and not one particular thing, but a comprehensive resolution to the problem so as to stem this vice that is gripping the nation.
Market Hill residents saying there was no shooting there last night, but also saying the police should do something about the gun violence in other parts of the country generally. U.S. prosecutors have issued revised charges against Donald Trump for the former president's alleged attempts to interfere in the 2020 election after losing the contest. The updated wording tries to navigate a Supreme Court ruling that presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts. The ruling had thrown this case into doubt. And at least 9 Palestinians have been killed after Israel launched a large-scale ground and air attack on the northern part of the occupied West Bank. Our top stories. A suspected suicide at Deakin St. Michael. A decomposed body recovered from a home. The deceased believed to be that. The body believed to be that of a Jamaican national resident here. The Barbados Ministry of Education implements an extensive vacation school repair program and a year-round maintenance plan to deal with the issues that have triggered complaints in the past. The Barbados Police Service complains of being overwhelmed with responding to the thousands of traffic accidents here annually, a key reason why from next month officers will no longer respond to minor collisions. Meantime, the service promises a crackdown on highway lawlessness, including armed criminals on the roads and all those on licensed motorbikes. Donald Trump faces a list of revised election interference criminal charges, and Israel raids West Bank Palestinian cities, killing at least 9 people. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.